This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I wanted to get Mike Tice on the air with us on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Former head coach with the Minnesota Vikings and a longtime offensive coordinator, O-line coach. I'm not sure anybody knows more about O-line play than the former Terrapin. And he loved Connerly. So I just want to tap into his expertise on what he saw. Mike, you're on in D.C. It's Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye here on The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, guys. How are you?
Great. Doing very well. Thank you for hopping aboard with us. So you had Connerly rated as your number one offensive lineman in the class from the guys that you studied at the top of the board. Why was that?
Yeah, well, I looked at 11 guys for my son, Nate, who does a podcast on Yahoo Sports. And he asked me to take a peek at some of the top guys. And interestingly enough, he was pretty spot on because all of the guys I looked at got drafted yesterday. So, I'm a big proponent of big and athletic, you know, and I like guys that are very large and can look me in the eye at, you know, 6'8" and can change direction and recover and play well in space. With all of these flanker screens that are out there today in the NFL, all these wide receiver screens, these tackles have to be able to block little guys in space. And I saw the film of Connerly, two really good games, and I felt like this guy could adapt to the NFL style of play and also be athletic enough to recover against some of those great edge rushers that are in the National Football League. I'll be honest with you. I had Josh Simmons way up there too from Ohio State, but he blew his knee out, so he kind of got dinged by me a little bit. But he's also a very good player. I want to give him his kudos as well. He got drafted behind Josh Connerly.
And Mike, you led me to my question. I wanted to know how he compared in your eyes. Obviously, the injury plays a part in it to Josh Simmons. Similar profiles there, right? Taller guy who can really move around.
Yeah, absolutely. And both players, to me, were very elite. I also like the kid out of Texas, Banks, who went third, another athletic guy. You know, you got to look at the style of play that they're playing in the league today. And, you know, that is getting these athletes in space and making a defense tackle. And, you know, a lot of those defensive players, those little guys, those corners, they don't want to tackle. So, you know, I think it's a good move, a really great move by the Commanders. I'm really happy for my good friend Bobby Johnson, who's the O-line coach there, has done a great job. And I'm happy for the Commanders because this is a big step forward for what they're trying to do with their program.
Mike Tice on Grant and Danny, number one lineman he graded in this class as he watched the tape, is now in Washington at pick 29. Can you go deeper into, because Cliff Kingsbury majors in some of the stuff you talked about, the screens, getting out in space, needing those athletic tackles who can run and get out wide, like what you saw in terms of footwork and athletic traits, because Connerly got a direct snap on the goal line in a carry at Oregon. He caught a touchdown pass. It seems to me like he can move a little bit.
Well, he played running back in high school. And so that's, you know, and he was a basketball player in high school. He went to Rainier Beach High School in Seattle. Of course, I have cut my teeth in the NFL in Seattle and spent a lot of my adult life in Seattle and recently sold a home there that I had for years. And Rainier Beach High School, you got to come out of there with a little bit of you-know-what in your neck. So he's got some toughness to him. He played basketball at Rainier Beach High School. They were known for their basketball team. So I'm a big proponent on big athletic guys with the style of play that's going around in the National Football League. Now, this guy, Connerly, this kid, I haven't met him. I tell you what, he fits the mold perfectly, and I'm really, really happy for the Commanders.
Mike, when you're watching linemen and when you're grading a guy out like him who improved so much in the last year and is only 21 years old, how do you get a feel for, I don't know what you would call it, but that nastiness or that mean streak that is a necessity in the run game? Because I'm thinking about like Laremy Tunsil. We had a lot of people on from Houston to talk about the big elite left tackle Washington added, and they called him almost like a white-collar offensive lineman. Like, he's awesome. He's more finesse against the pass, but maybe he doesn't want to be pounding the football 30 times. Like, how do you figure that out as an evaluator?
Well, it's easy. You look at the film and see how guys finish. You know, if they're finishing through the echo of the whistle, they're finishing downfield. These are the kind of guys that have some grit to them. These are some of the guys that have been taught well by their coaches throughout their maturity process of high school, little league. And this is a credit to the coaches teaching young players how to finish. And this is also a credit to the university, whatever university that is, making sure these kids go out there and work hard and don't just take anything for granted.
What are the weaknesses right now that you see?
Well, it looks like to me that a little bit of strength issues, but that's a lot. You know, that goes around a lot. He can get strong. You got to remember, this kid's young. I mean, he's got some growing to do. He's got some learning to do. But he has the physical makeup. He's got some stuff he was born with that you can't teach. And that's that recoverability and that ability to bend and get out in space and move. And there's a lot of upside to this kid, a lot of upside.
You mentioned that you have a relationship with Bobby Johnson. So he came over from the Giants when they hired him. I got to be honest, it was kind of maligned hire just because the Giants had such struggles on their offensive line. But he was one of the most valuable people in the building last year, did a really nice job. How far back do you guys know? How well do you know him?
Well, Bobby and I go back to when I coached for Jack Del Rio. We both did at Oakland, which was my last stop. And Bobby coached the tight ends, and I coached the offensive line. And Bobby and I worked together every week and had our players do combinations together every week. I watched them grow. He asked a lot of great questions, and I'm very, very proud of Bobby. I think he's done a great job as an offensive line coach, starting with when he was in Buffalo.
Mike, my last one for you is there's a pretty good player that Grant mentioned, Laremy Tunsil, that looks to be the starter at left tackle, and it looks like Connerly would be in contention to start at right tackle. I think we underestimate that, but I'd love for you to give me your expertise here. How tough is it to kind of do that mirror image to go from left to right and do it at the highest level we got?
It's not that tough. You know, you go back to the kid that was drafted by the Jets, Membaugh, from Missouri. Okay, this kid is going to play on the right side. A left side, I'm not sure. The kid from LSU that went first, Will Campbell, I didn't see him as a left tackle. That's why I didn't have him that high. There were some questions about his arm length and this and that, but you got a guy in Simmons, and you got a guy in Connerly that are two guys that are able athletically to play wherever they put them. It doesn't really matter. And the same thing with Banks, the kid from Texas that went to the Saints. These are guys that if you got to put them on the right side while a veteran finishes up his tenure, if you will, then you put him on the right side. When he goes to the left side, he's going to have his feet under him because he's going to have a couple of years of playing in the league.
Mike Tice played in Maryland, ended up catching 11 touchdowns in the National Football League, had a terrific coaching career, head coach, longtime coordinator in many, many years, making offensive lines better. Before we let you go, do you remember a situation, I'm sure you had something like this, where Washington is kind of throwing a lot of guys at problems on their O-line in that now you've got maybe your bookend set, but Brandon Coleman started for them at left tackle last year. He kicks into guard. Andrew Wiley started at the other tackle. Maybe he kicks inside. They've created a bunch of competition. We don't really know who's going to end up starting, but there were guys that were starting last year that are now competing and may not, which means they've gotten better. Do you remember a situation like that where you went into a camp where everyone was going to be battling maybe?
Oh, I had that multiple times. In my 21 years coaching the offensive line, we had a lot of questions going into training camp. Now, the negative they have now, these young kids or these coaches really in making their decisions is they don't have all that live contact work that we used to have in training camps where you can let it sort itself out. Nowadays, you know, they do everything in underwear. Certainly don't want to get anybody hurt. And so it's a little bit more difficult, but it always sorts itself out. The guys that go into those preseason games and come out with blocking their guy a lot more than they didn't are the guys that end up being the starters.
Mike, this is great, man. Really appreciate the information. Thanks for taking the time with us.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Be well. There's Mike Tice, longtime NFL coach. Watched the tape on all the best linemen in this class and came away thinking Josh Connerly was the number one tackle, and Washington got him at the end of the first round.